Hello, readers of Shortlist magazine. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Stephen Merchant.
Hello there.
And Carl Pilkington.
All right.
We've been asked to do a little free podcast, a sample of our wares for Shortlist magazine. It's a new kid on the block. It's taken England by storm, I think. Well, how can I describe it? It's aimed at men. It's free every week. News, sport, TV, cars, movies, style. Now, obviously, the reason we're doing this, Carl, Steve, is that maybe some of these readers will go to iTunes and download one of our record-breaking, world-beating audiobooks. I'm worried, though.
Go on.
They get everything for free. The magazine's free, they go to the website free. Why are they suddenly going to pay, you know, $1.95 to hear an hour's drivel?
Mm.
It's a problem, isn't it?
It is a worry, actually.
I know what we do. We sucker them in with a list. The greatest list they've ever heard.
Okay, well, these are... okay, ambitious. I mean, bear in mind these people are stingy.
Yeah.
Cheap.
But they love lists.
Well, this is it. On the one hand, they love lists.
Yeah.
That's why they read Shortlist magazine, that's why they go to the
website.
They
love lists.
But on the other hand, they love free stuff.
I know. Well, I'll tell you what, we're given this for free, and it'd be a lovely list, and they go, oh my God, I don't usually like paying, but there might be other lists on the audiobook. Oh, there's loads of lists on our audiobooks.
There's heaps of lists.
Carl, let's give them a list. Top five something. What are you interested in? Are you interested in news, sport, TV, cars, movies, style?
Not enough to make a list out of it. I'm not into lists.
Okay.
You're not into lists.
You're not into lists.
We're
in the wrong place here. Come on, there must be... What inflames you? What interests you? What could you... If I said, right, quick, you've got to come up with top five things, what would it be?
I mean, I'm into weird stuff, but it seems a bit tight to stick them in a list.
What, like what?
Well, like, you know, sort of freaky people and that. I've got that freak book. But I don't know if they'd be happy if I called one of them and said, good news, you're at number one, because you've got four legs or whatever. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, then, this is the exclusive Ricky Gervais guide to Shortlist magazine, Carl Pilkington Top 5 Freaks, in at number five.
So you've got to work backwards, haven't you? I've got to know what my number one is.
I think you do work backwards.
Probably something not too good at number five, but it's still interesting. Lighthouse Man.
Who's that?
Lighthouse Man.
What's Lighthouse Man?
It's a fella with a hole in his head. And he, what he does, rather than moan about it, sticks a candle in it.
Shut up. What are you talking about?
Sticks a candle in it.
What are you talking about? Where is the hole?
I bet he didn't call himself Lighthouse Man, did he?
Well, I don't know. It's just what he got nicknamed. Because he had this hole. Doctors were like, there's nothing we can do. Can't fill it. He thought, what can I do with it? And it was of the days when there was no electric and that. You had to walk about with a candle.
Right.
So, hang on a minute.
Okay, I can have both
got
hands
a little candle
you.
Holder here. Yeah. Stuck a candle in it. And he just got nicknamed the Lighthouse Man. So again, it's not that amazing, but I like the way he was sort of energy efficient.
Didn't he have, like, wax dripping on his head?
No, because it all went into the hole. So in a way, it was filled in.
What do you mean? It wasn't a hole, though. It was a dip, surely.
No, a big hole.
Yeah, but not a hole through the skull with wax dripping on the brain.
No, just a really big hole in his head, but it had skin.
Like a golf hole.
Yeah, I suppose a golf hole's a good way of looking
Perfect
at it.
Perfect for a candle, basically. And yeah. Then the drippage went into the
hole. Yeah. Candle sort of stood up straight.
Yeah.
So was it in his forehead?
No, on the very top of his head.
That's perfect. You don't want it in the forehead, Steve. You'll have to walk back
That'd
with your
be
neck
ridiculous.
Cricked.
So he was like a kind of human jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah. He's a lighthouse man. What, Steve, what better description do you need than the lighthouse man?
So, yeah, he's probably at number five.
Wow, that's at number five, Steve.
Number four.
What about Pig-Faced Woman of Manchester Square?
Again... You're getting what it says in the tin there, aren't you?
Mm.
Now, Pig-Faced Woman of Manchester Square, is that someone you knew growing up?
No, it's a square in London.
Yeah,
right.
And it's just this woman who had a face like a pig. And the rumour was that it wasn't a woman. Someone said it was a pet bear and they'd shaved it.
Was this someone you saw?
This is years and years ago.
Yeah,
when there was loads of like weird looking people. I mean, the fact that it's Pig-Faced Woman of Manchester Square says that there might have been one in
Piccadilly Circus.
Whatever. So there was a lot more of them knocking about back then.
Let's assume that it was a woman. And the first one, you know, the lighthouse fella, he's a human. Do you think people would object because of their disfigurement, deformity, like being called freaks? Do you think?
Well, it gave them a purpose back then. See, if you were a freak years ago, there was work for you. You'd have these circus things.
Mm.
Now, if you've got a funny head, you're on the dole. They don't do these side
shows. Or working with Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant on the world's number one audiobook. Great. Number three?
What about Elephant Man?
Right.
Stick him at number three.
He's number three?
He's surely the most famous freak ever to have lived, isn't he?
He's the one who got me into it.
Right, yeah, sure. He's sort of entry-level freak.
Yeah.
A gateway freak.
Everyone is aware of him.
Mm.
If the Elephant Man still existed, right, and you got the opportunity to meet him, and you walked in, a couple of questions. One, what would your first reaction be? And two, what would you say to him? What would your first question be?
How would I react? Well, I've sort of seen him enough now that it wouldn't shock me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even think I'd flinch.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, when I first saw you, that was a bit weird. Mm. But now, look, I can look at you. I don't double take or anything. What would I say to him, though? I'd probably say, where do you get that hat to fit you? He always had that on. Where do you get that from?
That sort of flat cap that he's got.
Yeah, that one, didn't he? So,
very stylish.
So, yeah, I'd have him. So he's at number three.
Right. Elephant Man, number three. I can't wait for two and one. Right, okay, number two.
Well, I know
two.
What my number one is. It's just number two now. I don't know his name, but there's a fella knocking about. Well, I don't think he's around anymore. But he had, like, a normal body looking at him. You'd go, what's up with him? He's not a freak. Takes his undies off. Got two knobs.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's nowhere to start.
Do you think he
uses them alternately? Like, I have a wee out of this one, I have a wee out of that one. Or does he just, like, spread the load so he's weeing out of both?
I don't think he knows.
What do you mean he doesn't know?
Like a lucky dip. When he goes to a urinal, he can have a little bet with himself. He's just like, I don't know what's going to happen here.
So do you reckon he holds them
both
out?
Definitely.
So he takes his trousers down because, I mean, you know...
Yeah, he can't use a Y front.
Right.
Need more like a W front.
Yeah. So he pops his kegs down there.
I don't think it's that much of a problem. It's not like...
Well! I don't know.
I'd prefer that than Elephant Man's head.
Well, of course you would.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
What if you had Elephant Man's knob?
Yeah, but he didn't work like that, did it? That's the thing. They said he had the body of an elephant, but that's the only thing that wasn't of an elephant standard. His knob was normal. Whereas with this fella, it's the other way around. Everything normal. Took the pants off. Oh, well, what's going on here?
But why would you ever take his pants off?
No, well, I wouldn't. I'm just saying if...
But why? I don't know why you'd be in a situation with this man with two knobs standing there with his pants on and you go pop your pants off. You're not a doctor.
No, say if I'm waiting in a cubicle and he's there.
For what?
Sure, you're waiting in the cubicle
and he comes in. I'm waiting to have a wee at a cubicle. He's taking two urinals up and going, hang on, you don't need them both, do you? He goes, well, actually,
have
a look at this.
Right.
He's got two knobs.
See, I didn't see him at two urinals. I saw him at one, maybe them pointing inwards.
If you had that and the first time that you met Suzanne, would you mention that straight up?
Would you say, right, before this goes any further, I've got something to show you?
Well, tell me exactly what you would say. All right, Carl, I can't wait to go back to your place.
Oh, maybe we should end up sort of like a boyfriend and girlfriend and live together for the rest of our lives. You had normal head then, didn't you?
I had the same head, yeah.
Yeah, but it had, like, hair coming out of it, didn't it?
And sort
of like...
Yeah, but she also had a smaller arse back then as well, so I think we've both been dumb.
If you want to hear more of this kind of intellectual discussion... Then download our audios. Anyway, we need to get to number one.
Yeah, number one.
Okay,
it's Pillow Man.
Oh, yeah.
Pillow Man. Okay, now explain for those that don't know who he was.
He's a fella with no arms and legs, just a head and a little body. Nickname Pillow Man. Mm. What else do you need to know?
Well, why is he your favourite?
Just because he's amazing. Just the way he just got on with his life. He used to light a cig, just using his lips and his tongue and that.
Oh, I've seen this.
Not fully lit. He'd buy, like, roll your own.
Yeah, it's in the film Freaks, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he
had
rolls
a shave
it.
As well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
How did he have a shave?
He used to do it. He used to get it in his mouth, and I don't know.
Jesus,
it's amazing. Did he have a knob?
I think he did because he had some kids.
What?
Yeah, he had kids. He was an all right looking fella. He wasn't odd looking.
Sorry.
He's Ed. He looked like Samuel L. Jackson. Imagine him with no arms and legs.
Right, that's odd though, isn't it? Really?
It's weird, but you've got to give it to him. You know, I mean, he's there rolling his own. He's pretty cool looking.
I just want to say to people, you say it looks cool, to, you know, with no arms and no legs to smoke, but don't forget that smoking can stunt your growth.
Yeah. But, yeah, remember, he was on, like, this circus freak show thing with, like, a bearded woman.
Yeah.
Right? Which isn't really a freak, is it? She's going to have a shave. Have a shave, you're not a freak anymore.
Yeah.
A bearded woman. Compared to a fellow who's got no arms and legs, a bearded woman, you're going to get out. But there was like a fella with no bottom half to his body, called Johnny Eck, was his name. So, you know, when you're knocking about with that crowd, you're going to get a bit. You're going to get a bit. So, yeah, he had kids and they were all normal kids. They had all the limbs.
And did his wife had arms and legs?
Never saw his wife.
Never saw his wife.
I think he's...
He was probably ashamed of her. She was a bit of a freak.
For someone like him, you'd think he'd just give up, wouldn't you? You think, forget it. What sort of life is it?
Yeah.
I'm like a Mexican jumping bean. It's not worth living. But he just got on with it. To have a shave, I don't even bother having a shave some days.
No, no. Nor did the bearded lady. Lazy fucking bitch.
So that's why I've put him at my number one position. It's just amazing, isn't it? The human. You know, how you know, whatever you dealt, some people just get on with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the pillow man. Or draft excluder, as I prefer to call him.
There you go! Oh. Well, if you've enjoyed this free exclusive podcast for Shortlist magazine, we've got quite a back catalogue now, haven't we, Carl? We've got 5 series of The Ricky Gervais Show on iTunes to download under audiobooks. We're halfway through our latest series, The Ricky Gervais Guide to. There's medicine, there's natural history, there's the arts out now and coming soon, The Ricky Gervais Guide to Philosophy. Now, me and Steve are a couple of big shots. We do this for a laugh, but this is Carl Pilkington's only source of income. This is what you do now, isn't it?
This is my full-time job, yeah.
What do you think of that?
It depresses me.
Why?
This isn't what I ever wanted. Because I haven't got a purpose, have I? I'm sat here talking about the pillow man. If it weren't for him, I'd have nothing to say. It just depresses me that I just wish I had a job where I felt like I was needed. And I don't feel needed. It's not a proper job.
We need you. We need you for money for old Root.
Yeah. I know, but this isn't... I wanted something that, you know, when you die and that, if it's, you know, you get up to the gates or whatever and they say, what have you done? And then I'm looking worried, thinking, is the pillar man about?
Carl, though! Look, we've taken the internet by storm.
Yeah, but there's loads of people who've done that.
So all right, let's not bring it down. We've had a lovely time. Thank you, the readers of Shortlist. Download our audiobook. Carl needs you.